Taking Back the Nightlife, the Orlando club shooting and the security of dark places. Bouncers enforce the guest list, but are they enough to prevent a shootout? Armed off-duty police officers and bouncers were reportedly present at the Pulse Club, but no metal detectors. Nobody was checking bags or patting people down, according to eyewitnesses. Just 2 days before the shooting at Pulse, Christina Grimmie, a singer and former contestant on The Voice, was shot and killed while signing autographs after a concert in Orlando. What types of security measures and design changes can clubs and concert venues in Orlando and elsewhere make to ensure the safety of their guests, especially when shooter Omar Mateen had been seen as a regular at Pulse? David A. Iorio is managing director of Citadel Security Agency, a company specializing in security at high-profile public events. David, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
There are two different issues here. One is a facility like the Christina Grimmie event, which was a one-off concert event, and Pulse, which is a club full of regulars, which is a much more challenging situation. How would you assess both of those?
Sure. They're definitely different. We cover both one-offs and venues. The venue teams that we provide and the teams that we build out, you know, are much more specific to what goes on in that facility. The one-offs are things that we do walkthroughs for with local PD, and what you provide and how you handle them are definitely different.
When there are celebrities involved in buildings here in Manhattan, often doormen have profiles of individuals who may be regulars but are also known to be possibly suspicious and are to be watched. Is that the kind of protocol that you can use in clubs like these, have been used in clubs like these, will be from now on kind of thing?
Sure, there are definitely some similarities there that you would use. I think some of the things that you're looking at in this particular incident in Orlando has more to do with what the actual venue is providing. You're always going to have a list. You're always going to have a perceived threat, no matter who you're dealing with, celebrity-wise or not. But what you provide at the venue is going to be more critical for what you need.
So when you say what is provided at the venue, you're talking about specific countermeasures like metal detectors and bag searches. Do you think those should be minimum at any kind of facility like this?
Not minimum. Should be
I mean, that should be
the minimum should be walkthrough metal detectors, wanding, and specifically permanent venues should be designed in a way that you can lock down the venue or prevent further entry past certain points.
What kinds of design measures? What lights coming on quickly?
Choke points, secondary entrances. If we're designing a venue or working with a venue team, you have your main entrance, but we prefer there to be a secondary entrance that can be locked down. Similar to an airport, you have a sort of a soft check at the front door, but then you have your hard check at the metal detectors. And then beyond the metal detectors is a choke point where you could stop anybody who would make it through there.
You looked at the pictures and saw the news reports. Is there anything that went through your mind thinking about this facility and what might have minimized the carnage?
Sure. So you're talking about a soft target. We need to get away from anything being a soft target. So 2 a.m., I'm assuming a lot of people had their guard down by that point. The majority of the crowd was in for the night. Like you mentioned, this gentleman was a regular. There's a patio that was wide open. There were back doors and side doors that were open. As we know, he came through the front entrance. I already mentioned changing primary and secondary checkpoints at the main entrance. Everything about the design is flawed.
How do you get an AR-15, even in a dark room? I mean, that's a big piece of equipment. I mean, that's like hauling a telescope.
It's unthinkable.
It just gives you a sense of how invulnerable those people thought that they were, and safe. I mean, that is the softest of the soft targets.
I think he figured once somebody saw him, they weren't going to stop him.
Are you familiar with the AR-15?
A little bit.
It's sort of easy breakdown. It comes in pieces. It's conceivable he could have brought it with a small bag, assembled it in a bathroom, that kind of thing, which is one of the dangerous features of that weapon. Anything hit you there?
If you're talking about nightclub security in 2016, you should be walking through a metal detector to get into the building.
Period.
Period.
And that's because there have been so many reports of celebrities bringing weapons in and, you know, hip-hop scandals of one kind or another. I mean, this should not be something we learn today.
Everything that we cover, front entrance, back entrance, everybody comes through a walkthrough metal detector, and they're wanded as well. talent, entourages, no matter who it is, they're screened.
What kind of event worries you the most? Places like Pulse, Super Bowl, what?
Large national events, things with major name recognition, things that are televised. So the majority of large events in New York City, anything from marathon to fashion week, we do events in parks, Central Park, Bryant Park, places that it's really difficult to secure.
David Iorio is managing director of the Citadel Security Agency, a company specializing in security at high-profile public events. David, thanks so much.
Anytime.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.